And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Sudanese capital endured a fourth day of heavy fighting Tuesday despite promises by both the military and rapid support forces to honor a 24-hour ceasefire. Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
That is the sound of an airstrike that hit close to military headquarters in Khartoum Tuesday morning. More fighting raged between the military and the rapid support forces. Meanwhile, the Sudanese Doctors Union said the death toll has risen to more than 180, with nearly 200 others injured. The Sudanese Doctors Syndicate Steering Committee also reported that 16 hospitals in Khartoum and other cities across the country have been shut down because of damage from the fighting or general insecurity. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
Vladimir Kara Mirza's wife spoke to VOA a day after Russia sentenced the prominent opposition activist to 25 years in prison on charges including treason after he criticized Russia's war in Ukraine.
Russia will only stop being a threat to itself and its neighbors when it becomes a democracy. There is no other way. And I know what a clear vision of Russia's future my husband has and has always had.
Evgenia Kara-Mirza also told VOA on Tuesday the world needs to stand with people like her husband who are fighting and risking their lives and their freedoms to bring changes to Russia. She says she stands with him and will continue fighting. A Russian judge has ruled that American journalist Evan Gershkovich must remain bars on espionage charges. The case is part of a Kremlin crackdown on dissent and press freedom during the war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. An extra spring coronavirus booster has been cleared for certain Americans, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Food and Drug Administration says anyone 65 or older can opt to roll up their sleeves again as long as it's been at least 4 months since their first dose of the vaccine that targets Omicron strains. Dr. Matthew Lawrence is at the University of Maryland School of Medicine.
Though this approval is geared toward that population of 65 plus and toward immunocompromised, everyone can now get the bivalent booster vaccination. So I would encourage them to do that.
The CDC must still sign off on the newest round of boosters. I'm Ed Donahue.
The World Health Organization on Tuesday warned that the COVID pandemic was still volatile, saying there could be further trouble before the virus settles into a predictable pattern. In the last 28 days, more than 23,000 deaths and 3 million new cases have been reported to the WHO. In the context of much reduced testing. The man in the U.S. Midwestern U.S. state of Missouri who is charged with shooting a black teen who mistakenly rang the man's doorbell has now surrendered. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Authorities in Kansas City say the 84-year-old man charged in last week's shooting of a black teen has surrendered. The sheriff's office says Andrew Lester turned himself in a day after being charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. Some civil rights leaders urged a hate crime charge, but the county's top prosecutor says the assault charge carries a longer sentence, up to life in prison. Police say that 16-year-old Raph Jarl's parents asked him to pick up his twin brothers at a home. Jarl, an honor student, rang the doorbell at the wrong address and was shot by Lester in the forehead, then shot again in the right forearm. He's recovering. I'm Norman Hall.
Around 300 people lined up in Mumbai to celebrate the opening of Apple's first retail store in India. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
People flocked to the store from across India, hoping to be among the first to enter in an opening event featuring local music and folk dancers. They were greeted Tuesday by Apple chief executive Tim Cook, who took selfies and met one fan who brought with him a Macintosh SE model from 1984. The new store opens as Indian consumers increasingly look to upgrade their smartphones to glitzier models. Still, Apple's pricey phones are affordable for only a few in India, where it accounts for just 3% share of the market. A second store in Delhi, the capital, is set to open on Thursday.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.